10 years ago today, South Central Los Angeles erupted in violence after four white police officers were acquitted in the beating of black motorist Rodney King. Stores were looted and buildings torched. When the rioting ended, 5 days later, more than 50 people were dead, more than 1,000 structures were damaged or destroyed. Commentator Prisco Serrano says he and his neighbors are still waiting for conditions to improve.
During the first day of the riots, I was like most other teens in my neighborhood, under curfew and trying to stay away from the looting and burning. But by the second day, I decided to cover the riots for my newspaper, LA Youth. The paper's offices were in the Mid-Wilshire area, a business district 6 miles from where I lived. A bunch of young people my age were breaking the windows of an empty department store across the street. Then, police sirens wailed, and some of the youth sped away in their cars. Three teenagers stayed behind to face the police, who were in full riot gear with helmets and bulletproof vests. The youths were handcuffed and taken away. At home that night, smoke seeped in from stores burning blocks away. Even when my parents closed all the windows in our apartment, we could still smell it. It was hard to breathe. When the rioting ended, we couldn't even buy groceries. All the stores in our working-class neighborhood were looted or burned to the ground. That was especially devastating since there weren't enough stores in the first place. My neighbors, mostly recent immigrants from Mexico and Central America, complained that there were too many liquor stores and not enough supermarkets. Though most of the burned-down stores have returned, there are still potholes in the streets, peeling paint on shabby buildings, and empty lots where businesses used to be. When I photographed the rioters, I was shocked and angry at what they were doing. I thought everybody should obey the law, no matter what the circumstances. Now, after working and going to school among wealthier, more middle-class people, I'm not so sure. I've begun to feel strongly that the cards are stacked against working-class people. We don't have the same access to education, jobs, and other opportunities. I've come to believe that the only way to get justice is to fight for it, not just physically, but through the courts and legislature as well. One photo I took still haunts me. It's a silhouette of a teen in handcuffs, facing a broken window of a department store across the street. That boy broke the windows and then stayed there and confronted the police. He was young, but brave. I felt that he tried to stand up against a system that he saw as unjust. I don't know exactly why the riots happened, but they remind me of the inequalities I see around me every day.
The comments of Prisco Serrano, a student at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles.